If you've ever been stuck in traffic, you've probably wished for nothing more than to be able to levitate and fly over the crawling cars. As it happens, a division of aerospace giant Airbus is getting ready to test a pilotless flying air taxi. First flight is slated for Pendleton Airport in Northeast Oregon this fall. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the story.
Flying cars of various sorts entered the popular imagination more than five decades ago. That was the Jetsons theme, among the many options to go back to the future.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
An Airbus outpost in Silicon Valley is currently assembling the first prototypes of a single-seat, electric, self-flying shuttlecraft. It's named Vahana, in an allusion to Hindu mythology and flying carpets. Project executive Zach Levering says the airframes will soon be shipped up to Oregon to begin flight testing in November.
It's the kind of the pivotal time where you have real hardware coming in. It's the first time people are seeing these parts, you know, getting bolted together. And today we have two full-scale aircraft in our shop.
Levering does not foresee this personal aircraft being parked in your driveway. You would probably order it like a taxi or ride-hailing service to escape urban congestion.
The idea is that you call it up through an app and go to the nearest takeoff site. So in this case, we'll start off with helipads and the existing infrastructure before we expand to more modernized infrastructure.
The aircraft takes off vertically, transitions to horizontal flight, and lands vertically on a helipad. Paired sets of tilting wings fitted with a total of eight props jut out of the carbon fiber passenger compartment. Vahana has an estimated range around 40 miles on a single charge.
While you're on your way to the aircraft, it's doing all the pre-flight checks automatically. It's communicating with air traffic control to give its flight plan. And then you get in the vehicle, put your seatbelt on, confirm that you're ready to take off, and then it flies you right across traffic.
Unlike on the ground, Airbus says there's plenty of room in the urban sky. An Airbus subcontractor has leased a hangar and mobile command center to do flight testing in Northeast Oregon. Pendleton's airport offered wide-open, uncongested airspace, an FAA-approved unmanned aircraft test range, and a new taxpayer-funded hangar built with this client's needs in mind. Pendleton Test Range Manager Daryl Abling hopes the Vahana project becomes the centerpiece for a new industry cluster of unmanned vehicle testing and development.
You know, in the flight test community, if you're lucky enough to have a first flight in your career, that's considered a big deal. To get a first flight of an aircraft like this, it's truly revolutionary, is huge. So we are just absolutely excited.
There are lots of steps between first flight and seeing fleets of robo-air taxis over West Coast cities. The FAA has to decide it's safe, for starters. Then there's the problem of battery weight and capacity. Even assuming further advances, electric batteries look impractical for all but helicopters and drones in the near term, so says aeronautical analyst Bjorn Firm. And then there's the issue of consumer acceptance. The robo-air taxi would follow preset flight routes, but could deviate if it detects a hazard. Even so, ex-fighter pilot Firm would hesitate to get into a pilotless aircraft.
You would have to convince me a lot. I probably have to take a few drinks before I step into this sad taxi.
Firm spoke via Skype from southern France. Boeing is also dipping a toe into the electric aircraft arena, but it's not descending to the robo-air taxi level. Boeing, along with JetBlue, recently invested in a Kirkland, Washington startup called Zunum Aero. Zunum is designing 10 to 50-seat hybrid electric-powered short-haul passenger planes. It's targeting the early 2020s as an in-service date. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.